And we remember now an African-American artist whose sculptures helped define the modernist style while offering pointed commentary on divisive issues like race. Elizabeth Catlett was 96 when she died. NPR's Allison Keyes has this story.
Strength and power shout from the raised fist of the brown sculpted female figure in Elizabeth Catlett's 1968 piece, Homage to My Young Black Sisters. Haunting, Afrocentric eyes gaze compellingly from many of her creations. You can see them in her 1939 sculpture, Mother and Child, and in her 2003 seated figure, a bronze of a woman, head tilted skyward as if to look at the sun.
You can really see life and history unfold in her work.
Isolde Brielmeier curated an exhibition of Catlett's work last year at the Bronx Museum of the Arts. It was called Stargazers after a striking 2007 Catlett sculpture.
It was sort of inspired for Elizabeth after Harriet Tubman.
The black marble reclining woman somehow exudes the same power as the raised fists in some of Catlett's other works. Brielmeier thinks of the sculpture as looking toward the future.
There's something about this beautiful kind of languid female form that's sort of firmly and boldly grounded, gazing up at the stars, gazing up at the universe.
The art form makes you feel something.
Catlett's oldest son, Francisco Mora Catlett.
It alerts or awakens something in you. That's the important thing about it.
Mora Catlett says when his mother was putting up an exhibition, she made sure to ask regular folk what her work made them feel.
She was very keen in watching people's reaction on her work because it was for people that she was working for.
From works such as 1969's Negro S. Bayo to her involvement in progressive education and social causes, Catlett's love, compassion, and work ethic come through in her art.
I believe is the reason why so much of her work is so powerful.
Though much of her early career was ignored by the mainstream art world, Catlett's work is now collected by museums all over the world. Still, the artist said it was too much when NPR told her last year that she had been described as the matriarch of modernist sculpture.
I'm not the major art. I don't know who the major art is. I know it's not me.
Yet, scholars and admirers alike say Elizabeth Catlett's unique vision will influence artists concerned with the social issues that affect the world for years to come. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
And this is NPR News.